This is a fascinating report that looks in some detail at what developments are planned throughout Kent and Medway in the coming years, and builds up a picture that shows that the infrastructure to support that growth leaves us with a large funding gap. And that's the next piece of work, to understand how we fill that funding gap to meet the aspirations of those who want to develop the county. But of course, we can't do that without the infrastructure to support it. I don't know. It's a difficult one to say. We and the partners in the other, in councils, local councils and Medway across Kent, will seek all, you know, any number of grants from government and grants from the South East local enterprise partnership. We will seek 106 developer contributions and others from developers who are creating new housing, for example. But it's never quite enough to meet the need. We've identified something of a £16 billion bill for the infrastructure we need. But so far, we've got about 76% of that, we think, in the bag, leaving us just under £4 billion short over the next few years. So we need to look at how that's going to work. Remember, these are developments that are in the pipeline. They're in local plans of the local authorities around Kent and Medway. So these are not necessarily houses that have been built or developments that have been built yet. Of course, they're not. They're ones that are in the plans up until 2031. So there's a way to go yet before many of these developments are built out. But we need to try to. And this fantastic report does highlight where those deficiencies are and where we need to start working hard with our partners in other tiers of local government throughout the county to get the money we need. Well, of course, we don't want to see housing estates without adequate roads. We don't want to see areas are developing and new populations coming in. And you're right, the report in some ways is quite frightening with the number of people and the growth that is forecast throughout the county. We want to try to ensure that they've got the health facilities they need, the school facilities that they need, that the roads are there, the sewage systems are working, all those things that sit in the background that enable communities to actually to work. So we have to work hard over the next few years with our partners, as I say, to try to identify that funding gap